Birmingham Food Market sells fruit and veg of all kinds, and each stall holder has their own way of pricing their wares. You will certainly need your mental arithmetic skills to get the best deal. In GCSE maths, we have problems like this. 3 kilos of peaches cost £2.40. How much will 5 kilos cost? To answer this kind of question, you always start by finding the cost per kilo. In this example, you divide £2.40 by 3 to get 80 pence per kilo for the peaches. Once you know the cost per kilo, you multiply by the number of kilos you want to buy, in this case 5 kilos. I get 80 pence multiplied by 5 to be £4 exactly. To summarise, divide the cost by the weight to find the cost per unit, then multiply by the weight you want to buy. Try this example. 2 pounds of tomatoes cost 70 pence. How much will 3 pounds cost? I got £1.05. I divided 70 by 2 to get 35 pence per pound, and then I multiplied the 35 pence by 3 to get £1.05. I multiplied the 35 pence by 3 mentally as 3 30s are 90 pence, plus 3 5 pences are 15, and then added. Now try these. The answers are at the end. You might want to write the figures down. Question 1. 7 oranges cost 84 pence. How much will 10 oranges cost? Question 2. 3 kilos of potatoes cost £1.20. How much will 7 kilos cost? Question 3. 12 eggs cost £1.80. How much will 8 eggs cost? Question 4. 2 pounds of sprouts cost 96 pence. How much will 5 pounds cost? OK, here are my answers. Question 1, £1.20. Question 2, £2.80. Question 3, £1.20 again. Question 4, £2.40. Now, if you look up the unitary method in a maths textbook, it's called the unitary method because it's all about cost per unit, you should find some more examples to practice. And now back to the market.
From Costa Rica! Costa Rica pineapple!